It's a halacha. We learned before that the scissors have to be 12 gudlin long. But if they were initially less than that, they considered that string is not kosher. But it was initially the full amount, and then it got cut down. So this opinion holds that as long as you have enough left that you could wrap around and make like a type of knot with the remaining on the ripped ones, then it's still kosher. So once again, this is only the situation that it was put on the tashris and afterwards it cut down. But for example, Shavuot said that if you want to unravel the knots, open up the knots, and put them in another tallit, that will be possible because on the chachila, you're using strings that are too short. So if you do not have this kibbeh meva, enough to wrap them around each other, feel the chut echad, shenis akulay posel. Once again, we said it's filling them made out of four strands that are folded into two. So basically, if you have one string, which now is two, but the two sides of it were both cut down to the point that you don't have a kibbeh meva on that, then the tzitzit is a posel. And surely, if in the loop where it goes on the garment itself and ripped over there, then surely one string that was ripped over there, basically that whole string is ripped, and it's definitely possible. The Mishnah brings the passage that Yeshua Mayim, when he checks his tzitzis, he should also check to make sure that the place where they're connected to the tzitzis, they're intact, even though it's less of a shash that it would be ripped there, but it does happen. Hilkel. Says the Mishnah, Kivan Shekol Echad Kofel Lishnayim, like we said before, every string is folded into two. This is Lishnei Roshan Possel. The two sides of the same string were completely cut off to the point that you don't have this Kadei Aniva, then it's possible. Shemesh Shesuk Echad. It says more than that. If you made a session and you made the tzitzis, then one set of four are from one side of the string, one from the other side, and it ripped on two sides, so you have to be choishish that maybe it's the same string that was ripped. And there it was possible. But the Fimasha Anu Noyigim, the doctor, basically, is a tzitzit, and it's a simen ba'ava roshim, the inyan shaloyim ba'ava roshim, and it's that echon, shalakesha ba'ava roshim, it's that achon. We try, our minigis, when we make the tzitzit, we make sure that you always have the tzitzit from one side of those four on one side, and the other side of the four on the other side of the knot. So, in this tzitzit, roshim, it's that echon koshim, you have the knot, and you have four on one side of the knot, and four sticking out on the other side of the knot, if two got ripped from one side, then it's a right, because you know for sure you have no string that's fully ripped off. The Baalish Nechutim Heim, and Yishtam Nikolechem, Reish HaShemi, Shiyayisim Nifayan Yivar. We'll see next time. This is one opinion, this is the opinion of Rabbi Lutam, so don't get past him until you hear the next year.